God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Don't waste your worry. Isn't it amazing all the things we worry about today? Whether it's billboards or television screens, we're told all the time what we should worry about and what we should do. Bring your dog in if it's cold. Buckle your kids up. Don't smoke. Wear a mask. Now, I'm not arguing for or against any of these things. I'm simply saying we are preached to more often than we realize, and we're told all the time what to worry about. Now, it may well be that you should buckle up your child, and maybe you should wear a mask. I'm not arguing that today. What I'm saying is it's amazing all the things we worry about and then all the things we don't worry about. We wear a mask, but we don't wash our hands. Just basic hygiene for any functional adult. We worry about flying and then drive recklessly. In short, we worry about the wrong thing, or we worry not about things that we should be concerned about. Worry is easy whenever there are times of change, whenever there are times of unknown. And that's where Israel was when they were coming into a new land and about to have a new leader, Joshua, and needed an accurate estimation of what the real dangers were. Now, something you learn from Deuteronomy 31 is that seeing God accurately clarifies the issues of life. Now, there are probably four or five different examples of this in Deuteronomy 31. Let me give you one, all right? And that is, what is the evil they should have worried about? Was it the evil that would befall them, or was it the evil that could be within them? In verse 29, Moses says, "For I know that after my death, ye will utterly corrupt yourselves and turn aside from the way which I have commanded you. And evil will befall you in the latter days, because ye will do evil in the sight of the Lord." So Moses was saying a new leader's coming, Joshua, but God will be with you. And the real danger is not the presence of enemies, it's the absence of God. And the danger is not in God leaving you, it's the danger of you leaving God. And the danger is not that you'll be defeated by your enemies, it's that you'll be filled with prosperity. So in each of these cases, there was a worry that was natural to them, and then there was something that was a real danger that was easily overlooked. All these might culminate or be illustrated in the very simple fact that they could worry about the evil that would befall them, or they could worry about the evil that was within them. Moses was concerned about what would happen after his death, the evil that would be within them, not the evil that would befall them. Again, Moses says, evil will befall you in the latter days. Okay, because, here's the cause, because ye will do evil in the sight of the Lord. When they'd had victory and were filled, when they'd known the presence of God and had victory, when Joshua had given them great leadership, just as Moses had done before them, when all this happened, the danger was that they would waste their worry on the wrong things, that they would be worried about famine and worry about enemies and worry about a new leader and worry about being defeated, when the worry all along was that they would leave God and that evil would be within them. It's important this morning to realize that there are dangers that we're very much aware of, and that may be as it should be. But don't forget the dangers that are easily ignored. The truth is, seeing God accurately, knowing who God is, knowing what He's done for you in the past, and knowing what He wants you to do in the future, seeing God accurately will clarify the issues of life, help you to focus on what is most important, and leave the things about which we worry in the hands of God.